Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on Wrestling Observer Live. And we were not here on Friday. We had some connection issues, which hopefully have been fully remedied. We're on the air right now. Hopefully we can keep it that way. And as a result, we have 4 days worth of news we got to talk about on the show today. I'm going to start with the most recent stuff first, in case you're a subscriber and you listen to any of the shows this weekend, you're pretty much caught up. If you're not, we'll start with the most recent news, and then we will work our way into stuff that happened earlier in the weekend as well. So that means we got Raw tonight, Madison Square Garden. It is John Cena's final Raw, and it's going to be a big show. We got 5 segments announced for the show. John Cena, the new Intercontinental Champion, is going to kick off the show. And to the best of my knowledge, he's going to be wrestling tonight. I don't know what he's going to be doing, but that is the rumor coming out of Raw. And a lot of names backstage at Raw as well, some returns. And probably some people that are going to return that have not been seen backstage. So we'll tell you about that. We've got the NXT Gold Rush lineup for tomorrow, the Dynamite lineup for Wednesday. Of course, there's full gear on Saturday. We have all sorts of news involving folks passing away, including George Tejinos and Bob Caudle. We got health updates. AEW's Rebel is having health issues. We got good news. Indy Hartwell is engaged and Tori Wilson's a new mother. And then, of course, we've got all of the news on television deals. Yes, SmackDown is likely going back to 3 hours for a while. And all of the AEW-WWE news. Perhaps if we have time, but probably not. SmackDown and Collision. So a lot to get into. And I'm solo today. So get ready. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're gonna leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world. We have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Flying solo today, but that's fine because there's a lot to talk about here today. A lot to get into. I want to start by wishing the best to the friends and family of George Tejinos, who was a longtime wrestling photographer. He passed away. Family announced on Facebook, fatal cardiac incident. It is with deep sadness we announce the sudden loss of our dear cousin, George Tejinos, on Sunday, November 9th, as a result of a fatal cardiac accident. He was predeceased by his parents, George and Pauline, grew up in Wayne, New Jersey, 1980 graduate of Wayne Valley High School, avid collector of sports memorabilia, skilled photographer, which became his life's work with the pro wrestling community. He was an enthusiastic New Jersey Devils fan, talented amateur bowler. Regular at the Hollywood Bowl in Oakland, New Jersey, served as treasurer of the league, took photos across many promotions, WWE, WCW, ECW events, shot photos for the Heyman Hustle, Slam Wrestling. So all the best to his friends and family. Gabe Sapolsky wrote about him on social media and Pro Wrestling Illustrated. So very sad news. Also the death of Bob Caudle. Which is very sad news, but Bob Caudle was 95 years old, lived a long, full life, and, quite frankly, I mean, if you're going to pass away, you pass away at 95 and you do it peacefully in your sleep, which is what happened to Bob Caudle. Born August 2nd, 1930, the voice of Jim Crockett Promotions during the era of George Becker and Johnny Weaver through the heyday of Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Magnum TA. Started in radio in 1948. Moved to television years later. Started wrestling in 1958. Hosted a televised studio wrestling show out of Savannah, Georgia. Got the attention of Jim Crockett Sr. and was hired for a job that continued until they sold to Turner in 1988. His last job was with Jim Cornette's Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And, of course, when Jim Crockett Promotions sold to Ted Turner, he remained the lead announcer for WCW Worldwide Wrestling, announced some of the early Starrcade shows and early WCW pay-per-views. Hello, wrestling fans, was his greeting and his sign-off. That'll do it for this week. was the extent of his phraseology, Dave Meltzer writes. And his deal ended up not being renewed. He worked for a while South Atlantic Pro Wrestling, which was a short-lived startup in the Carolinas, and for Smoky Mountain Wrestling. So he worked for WRAL till I guess about, I don't even know when it was. But in 1986, he worked as a legislative assistant for Senator Jesse Helms, who he developed a close relationship with. And him and his wife had been married for 76 years. And she passed away, I guess, earlier this year, April 25th. And then he passed away shortly thereafter. So all the best to his friends and family as well. The legendary Bob Caudle, who has been he's been on the Hall of Fame ballot for many, many years. And, you know, oftentimes when something like this happens, the next Hall of Fame voting, they end up going in. So we shall see. But that's the story of Bob Caudle. Also, health updates. Rebel, AEW's Rebel, has been diagnosed with pulmonary lymphoma. She's been dealing with this since May of 2024. She said that after a year of not getting better, I decided to go to the Mayo Clinic, see if I could get treated by them. They found it was not cryptococcal pneumonia this whole time, and that it is primary pulmonary lymphoma, which is cancer in the lungs. If there is a best case scenario, I have it, so that's good. I start rehab tomorrow. I guess it would be today. And she said, I picked up a little disorder called functional neurological disorder. It's taken my ability to walk. I walk with a walker. My ability to speak clearly. I don't know if you can tell. It sounds like I bit my tongue. She's lost some function in her right hand as well due to this condition. She mentioned the therapy she'll be undergoing for it runs Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., which she noted was like a full-time job. And she's going to be finishing treatment for an infection she is currently receiving IV antibiotics for, and then we'll start the cancer treatment. And she says, once that's finished, hopefully in December, I will go in for a third bronchoscopy to determine what kind of treatment we are having, chemo, radiation, immunology, etc. And then we'll start there, and I'll kick its ass. So she's hoping to start that around the first of 2026. So all the best to Rebel. That's a she's been off AEW television for a while, and I'm not sure if she's still under a deal with them. I think she is. The impression I was given was she was still under contract, so hopefully they help out as well. But pulmonary lymphoma. Hopefully she gets treatment for that and her neurological issue and can turn some things around. Indy Hartwell has announced on Sunday that she is engaged. Her fiancé is named Lissette. That's pretty much all we know. And, of course, everybody on social media thanked her as well. She had the on-screen relationship with Dexter Lumis. And what's interesting, if you look at the picture that she posted, she's, like, posing with her ring. And in the background, you can see some art in her home. Guess who made the art? Dexter Lumis. You can check that out. And she's now working for TNA. So congratulations to Indy Hartwell. Also, congratulations. I didn't even have this one written down, but I believe that Miro and Lana, the former Lana, have announced that she's pregnant. So they're going to be having a baby. So congratulations to them. And also congratulations to Tori Wilson, who, believe it or not, if you've seen any Tori Wilson on social media, she is 50 years old. She is the new mother via surrogate. She, we've got the name of the child here. Poppy Wilson Tupper, she says, was born via our angel surrogate a few months ago. Wasn't sure if mommy was going to be in the cards for me. I'm filled with emotion and gratitude. Feel like I slid onto the subway train just as the doors were closing. Thank you for making my dreams come true. So congratulations to her as well. Another little one coming into the world. So that is all of the personal stories to get into here today. And I guess now we got to talk about business, because there's a lot of it going on. And in fact, as noted on the chat here, I didn't realize this because we actually did talk about it on Thursday's Brian and Vinny show because it had like just happened, but we didn't have a chance to talk about it on Observer Live. And man, let me tell you, it's too bad Filthy ain't here today because that guy was ready to talk about this. But yes, they took the title off Santana already. Bring this up because TNA, according to John Alba, is on the verge, he says, of announcing a new U.S. media rights deal. He told SI, TNA is expected to announce a new deal by the end of 2025, if not sooner, citing, quote, high-ranking television industry sources. He wrote that AMC, which apparently still exists, American Movie Classics, has emerged as a potential landing spot for TNA programming. I can tell you I was not expecting AMC. TNA president Carlos Silva mentioned in interviews the company was looking to secure a new media rights deal, potentially one that could see Impact air live every week. Said they were in a 60 to 90 day window in July to get a deal announced. They have two international media rights deals in 2025, signed with Sportsnet in Canada in January. And they replaced WWE content that had moved to Netflix. And they also announced a deal with Claro Sports, programming in Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, etc. And the story, this one I'm going to have to talk about after the break. Number one, because I'm about to sneeze. And number two, because I don't get how this deal makes any sense. But we're going to get into that when we come back from the break. So stick around, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your three-day, two-night package plus four free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So there's a lot to talk about with this TNA deal here. Nothing has been announced, but there's expected to be something soon. John Alba here reports in SI. But here's a couple of things to think about. Number one, I could have sworn that this Carlos Silva bloke was talking about how they were looking for a deal in the $10 million range, and he wanted to potentially go live every week. I don't know if you guys know anything about anything, but how could that possibly make money? That sounds like an enormous money-losing venture. I mean, I think the NXT deal, and obviously they're going live weekly, but they're also, you know, part of WWE, which just makes money hand over fist. Their deal is like, you know, 30-something million a year. And then, you know, the AEW TNT TBS deal is, you know, over 100 million. And, you know, TNA's talking about 10 million a year to go weekly. I have no idea how that would be financially feasible. And then, of course, the other thing is that, you know, for a long time, there's been discussions about maybe they'll make some sort of deal with the CW, which had been talked about a lot and had been rumored heavily that it was potentially a deal with the CW, because obviously, you know, WWE's working with CW, NXT's doing very well, and NXT and TNA do all this crossover, so, you know, WWE, I think, has the right to purchase TNA if they end up getting sold. They have the first right. But anyway, I thought that CW was at least a possibility. And, I mean, for CW, the other thing is, if they really are looking for $10 million, I mean, that's a steal for CW. $10 million for 52 live weeks a year, like on a Thursday, that's a steal. So now they're talking about potentially AMC, which I didn't even know still existed. I mean, clearly it does, but I don't know, man. I don't know how this makes any sort of sense, but that's the story. So we will find out, I'm sure, somewhat soon. Also, SmackDown. Yes, it appears that SmackDown is, in fact, going back to 3 freaking hours. SmackDown of late has been, it's been fine to good because it's 2 hours. And that show for the first half of this year at 3 hours just sucked. I mean, the show just sucked. It was too long. Everything just dragged on. I mean, you know, I was angry about this on Twitter, and all these, you know, WWE hardcores were all over me about what a terrible person I was. And it's like, you people really liked 3 hours? Because I like SmackDown most of the time. I hated 3 hours because it sucked. You're telling me that you actually like those 3 hour shows better than the current 2 hour shows? I don't buy that. It's not like they need the money. So I can't say this 100%, but I can tell you that there's a feeling within WWE that this is going to be very similar to what happened this year, which is in 2026, it's going to move to 3 hours. It'll probably be that way for 6-7 months, and then it will go back to 2 hours again for the remainder of the year. And I guess, I think that this has something to do with, right now they've got 2 hours, and the 2 hours is followed by the Braun Strowman show. And the Braun Strowman show is doing freaking great. Number one, because Braun Strowman is involved, and he's like a big name to wrestling fans. And also, apparently, like, it's a really good show, and it goes right after SmackDown. So the Braun Strowman show is beating like NXT and Dynamite. Like, that's how well the Braun Strowman show is doing. And so I think the Braun Strowman show goes through the end of the year. And so when the show ends, I guess they're going to move SmackDown back to 3 hours again. And then they're going to try to find some other show involving a WWE talent that they can then put on maybe halfway through 2026. And then the show would go back to 2 hours, and then away we go. So I don't think this is a permanent move, but I don't even want a week of three-hour shows. It's just, it's too long. There's not, when you watch the show, it was like they had a two-hour, they had a roster for 2 hours, and they were booking a three-hour show out of it. It just didn't work. Raw at least has a roster big enough for 2.5 hours, so the 2.5 hours works fine. It's not like that for SmackDown. So I don't like it. I don't care what anyone says. Tonight's Raw is from Madison Square Garden. It is the final Raw episode of John Cena. And I was told all the John Cena merchandise is like Yankees themed, which people were like, no way, he's from Boston. Hey, don't look at me, dude. I'm just telling you. There's going to be so much merchandise flying off the shelves. John Cena is going to open up the show. He's, I'm told, likely wrestling on the show. May end up being like a tag match or something like that. I don't know if it's going to be a singles match. But he's going to do something, and then obviously they have to set up whatever he's going to be doing at Survivor Series. We have got Becky Lynch versus Maxine Dupree for the Intercontinental title. We have got two of the John Cena tournament matches. We have got Gunther versus Javon Evans. And Solo Sikoa versus a mystery opponent. We still have zero brackets for this tournament. A number of people have moved on to the second round. We still have no idea what's going on. The mystery opponent on Friday ended up being literally the woo-woo guy. It was Zack Ryder, not Matt Cardona. And so I don't know who the mystery opponent is going to be tonight. Gunther versus Javon Evans. I mean, you know they should do. I think we all do. Javon should win the tournament and beat John Cena in his final match. But, of course, there's no chance at all of that happening. And Javon Evans even did an interview because somebody asked him about that. Like, what do you think about the idea of you winning the tournament and then you know, beating John Cena in his last match? And Javon basically said, you know, if something like that happened, I think I'd retire too because it's all over after that. So maybe I'd beat him, he'd retire, and then I'd also retire, and that would be the end of both of our careers. But the original idea was that Gunther was going to be the final opponent of John Cena. So I'm sure, I would bet that him and Javon have an incredible match tonight. And then Gunther beats him, and away we go. Nikki Bella will explain her actions. I don't know why we need that segment. I could do it for you. She wants the belt. And then we're probably going to have, in fact, we will have a lot of returns tonight. So, where is it here? Bodyslam.net says, Roman Reigns, Liv Morgan, AJ Lee, all expected at the show. Obviously, AJ and Roman are good to go. Liv Morgan, I'm not sure. Perhaps she's cleared, perhaps not. Perhaps they're going to just shoot an angle. Perhaps she's just visiting. We'll find out. But obviously, Roman Reigns and AJ Lee, we're going to be in those Survivor Series matches, and so you got to shoot the angles to get them in there. And also, he has not been seen, but I would be astounded if Brock Lesnar did not make his return tonight as well. So, John Cena also did an interview talking about his final match, the Saturday night's main event, and he said, everybody's talking about who John Cena wants to face. The way I got my start in WWE was through random opportunity. Got my first match because The Undertaker was sick. I love the theory of opportunity. I believe in the meritocracy of the WWE, he says. So I don't want to face anyone. I don't want to handpick anyone. I want people to have to get a chance to showcase their skills, earn the right for opportunity. So we're doing this tournament. And he also says that on the actual retirement night, December 13th in Washington, D.C., it is not just a show about me, he says. I'm using the time that eyeballs are on the show to give some of the NXT superstars a showcase. I basically want this tour to be about opportunity for the future. paving the way for the future, because that's what the class before me did for me. If this were John Cena's actual choice, it probably would be a Javon Evans or something like that for his final match. But again, that ain't happening. So we'll see who he wrestles tonight. We'll see who moves on in the tournament. We'll see if we actually get brackets for this tournament. I'm kind of thinking that they're going to do an entire tournament and never show us brackets. They'll just constantly tell us who's coming up next in the tournament. It's very wacky. We have more tournament matches announced for upcoming shows. The SmackDown show, Penta and Finn Balor in a first-round match. Bronson Reed versus Carmelo Hayes in a first-round match. And they've also announced the November 28th SmackDown, which is the Friday before Survivor Series. They are doing a elimination match, a Survivor Series 5-on-5 match. Sammy, Shinsuke Nakamura, Rey Fénix, Sabin, and Shelley against Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, Tala Tonga, and JC Mateo. So that is coming up on November 29th, day before the Survivor Series. And Survivor Series obviously has got a lot of stuff coming up as well. War Games match. So right now what we've got is Punk, Jey Uso, and Cody against Logan, Braun Breaker, and Bronson Reed. So probably Roman's being added to the men's side. Brock Lesnar being added to the heel side. And then, of course, there was a talk about Austin Theory. We'll see if he ends up being in there. Drew McIntyre obviously is on the heel side. And then we'll need, I guess, another babyface. And then for the women, it's Rhea, Io, Alexa, and not Charlotte. So that may end up being AJ Lee against Nia, Lash, Asuka, and Kairi, and probably someone else as well. So still got people to add. Back after the break, Observer Live.
We're calling birds.
Do they have cell phones?
Well, yeah. They're called calling birds because they have four lines of Cricket 5G.
How do they pay?
Oh, easy. Each line is only $25 a month.
Who are they calling?
It's me. One sec, gotta take this.
Join Cricket Nation and get four lines for $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. New lines only. All lines must be selected. Unlimited plan fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, come on. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Bob McGee here on Twitter made a good point, which of course I immediately lost, but I'm going to find it right here. He says, regarding TNA's possible deal with AMC, AMC networks include AMC, BBC America, IFC, Sundance TV, and WE TV. WE TV airs largely reality shows, which makes more sense in the actual AMC itself. So, maybe that's where they're going to end up. WE TV. All right, a couple of other things here. Actually, we got a lot of other things to talk about. So, we went through Raw and everything. We have Randy Orton likely on his way back soon. He is currently advertised as appearing on the December 5th SmackDown taping in Austin, Texas. And the, I think that's it. So, yeah, he hasn't been around since he was curb stomped and tsunamied on the October 3rd SmackDown. And they've also got a double taping on November 21st. So SmackDown will be November 21st and 28th, double taping, go-home episode for Survivor Series. War Games in San Diego is the next day. And that's the update on Randy. Matt Cardona is noted, made his return as Zack Ryder on SmackDown Friday. He lost to LA Knight. And he ended up doing an interview where he says, it's been 5 years since I put on Zack Ryder boots every single morning. The first thing I do before I even open my damn eyes, I say, how can I get back here? What do I have to do to get back here? Busted my ass for 5 years, deathmatch king, indie god, the complete all for this moment. Might be a one-time shot. I might get the call tomorrow, but it doesn't matter because I'm Zack Ryder. I'm always ready. I guess I can say this, woo-woo, you know it. That's what he said. Woo-woo, woo, you know it. So then he was very excited afterwards, and I don't know what's happening with old Zack Ryder. I mean, it was really weird. Let's see if I can make it through this. It's really weird because he, of course, has been making some appearances on NXT. Making some appearances on NXT, and he appears on NXT as Matt Cardona. And when he shows up as Matt Cardona, he is so over. Like, they go nuts for this guy. Like, he's one of the biggest stars in the company. And he actually did a match on NXT. And, like, the fans were stunned when he lost. Because even though he's not signed to NXT, and obviously he was going to lose to an NXT star, like, they saw him as such a big deal that they couldn't believe he lost. So anyway, then he shows up on SmackDown, of all things. And he comes out as Zack Ryder. And he's even in there with LA Knight, who is really popular. And man, nobody cared about this match. This match was dead. There was no heat. And at one point, he's even going to do his boot in the corner, and he's like trying to fire up the crowd. And man, they just did not care about Zack Ryder on the show. They didn't care about the match. And the match itself was just there. So I don't know what you do with Zack Ryder. I mean, it seems on the surface he'd be much more beneficial if you signed him and sent him to NXT, because they seem as a big star there. And they certainly did not on the main roster on Friday. And it's not like it was a bad crowd, because the match with the most heat, I swear to God, on SmackDown was, of all things, Jey Uso versus The Miz in that tournament match. That match had so much heat. They were going crazy for that match. And it was actually way better than I expected. It wasn't like a great match, but I mean, given my expectations for The Miz versus Jey Uso, it was shockingly good. So there's that. All right, before we move to AEW, just quickly, the NXT show on Tuesday. 554,000 viewers and a 0.07. So viewership up, the demo down. They went head-to-head with the NBA, which is going to kill them pretty much every single week. And also Dancing with the Stars, which is still around, and did 0.42 and 2.2 million viewers. And, you know, I was pretty much told by, you know, people in NXT that, man, NBA is going to kill us. And that first week, they got murdered by the NBA. So it'll be rough for a while. And then the Dynamite show did Dynamite numbers. Now, this, of course, was Blood and Guts, built it up big, 2.5-hour show. And they ended up doing 600,000 viewers, which was up 20% from the week prior. And they did a 0.15 in 18 to 49. And here's one of the issues with this Big Data Plus panel. You know, they went up 60%. They were up 60% in 18 to 49 and still ended up 6th on the cable charts, because the Big Data Plus cable has knocked them out of the top spot. And, you know, they're struggling now when it comes to the top 10. So, you know, without that 60% increase, they're way down there. And this is the worst time to be way down there, because it's actually just like, you know, this TNA deal. If they'd negotiated for a TNA television show in like the spring, you know, around the time of WrestleMania, and they're doing stuff with NXT and it's the old rating system, I mean, they'd probably have gotten a pretty frickin' good deal. But now they're looking for a television deal at a time where wrestling has all of a sudden tanked. And it's gone from discussions about probably ending up on the CW to MeTV or AMC or whatever. I mean, whatever happens with TNA, I mean, if they end up on like a station that nobody watches for like $10 million a year, I mean, that's going to tell you everything you need to know about how AEW's really got to turn this around before the end of 2027. Because if they're not regularly in the top 10, if their numbers continue to fall, I mean, that will not be good. So that's the Blood and Guts numbers. Great number for this week, but, you know, it was Blood and Guts. It's not going to be that number this coming week. You know, AEW this week has got, what have they got this week? They're in Boston. Hangman Page and Shibata. We have got Toni Storm and Mina versus Riho and Alex Windsor. Ty J versus Megan Bain and Marina Shafir. Those are both tournament matches. And then an appearance by Kenny Omega. And they've announced that Mercedes Moné is doing her unification match with Red Velvet. Yes. Mercedes is doing her unification match with Red Velvet for the Ring of Honor television. The Ring of Honor, she's got the Ring of Honor interim women's television title. She will be fighting for the Ring of Honor women's television title. Got it? I barely got it. She also just won another belt. It's quite silly now. During the House of Glory Super Clash on Wednesday in Brentwood, New York, she defeated Nor Phoenix Diana to capture the APOC women's title for the first time. This is a belt. I forget. I think it's like, I forget where the belt. It's out of this country, but the champion came to America to then defend the belt against her, and so now she has 13 belts. And this Wednesday, she is fighting for, presumably, I mean, it should be, if she beats Red Velvet, she should still have 13 belts because it's a unification match. But as we learn with Sammy Guevara and the TNT title with Cody Rhodes, she probably is going to win the Ring of Honor women's television title and carry that along with the Ring of Honor interim women's television title, so she'll have 14 belts. At this point, I think she needs to just keep winning belts and needs to have like 67 belts and just make it like drive a truck to the ring with all these goofy belts in the back. And then at the end of the day, just vacate them all and never lose them in the ring. So this is also interesting because they announced, this is AEW, first reported by the Dallas News, that they're going to be doing another residency in Arlington, Texas. They are going to be doing Collision on January 3rd, January 10th, January 24th, and January 31st. This is at the Esports Stadium, second residency. Tony Khan said, I wish we'd have been back even sooner. Love being around Dallas, et cetera, et cetera. And we don't know what's going on with Dynamite, but there is a Collision residency. And I forget the actual schedule, but I think WWE, from like the beginning of the year through Elimination Chamber maybe, they're out of the country for nearly every single television. And so there's even somebody in WWE that was like, why are they doing a Arlington residency when WWE is out of the country for like 2 months and they could pretty much run anywhere? But instead, they're doing another residency. I don't know, other than they're getting a good deal. But this is an opportunity here to really do something with WWE gone. But right now, it's just a Collision residency for a month. Joe Hendry is noted. Actually, this was not noted. This is different. Joe Hendry, according to Fightful Select, is likely signed to WWE, which we had presumed. I mean, we didn't even presume. I mean, it was pretty much known. I mean, if you've been watching the usage of Joe Hendry in both NXT and TNA, it's kind of like TNA knew he was out of here. You know, NXT was kind of using him a little bit, but like he'd been doing nothing. I mean, nothing. So I think everybody knew that when the deal was up, he was going to sign with WWE, which I thought was actually going to be maybe a month or two from now. But Pierce, he signed, which had been expected. And probably, hey, you know what? They got a tournament tonight. Madison Square Garden. There is a mystery name. Perhaps it's Joe Hendry. We shall see. But the situation with Santana, by the way, kind of mentioned earlier that Santana already lost the TNA title. They did an angle where you know, he lost the title. They did a big schmoz with a bunch of NXT, and it's not even like top NXT guys. It's like Tyson and Tyreek and Charlie Dempsey, and I forget who else was there, but like they did all of that. It was a big schmoz, and then Frankie Kazarian, after all these years, cashed in and won the title from Santana, and then you know they had a. I think they had a taping the next day, but they claimed that like Santana, no one could contact him. Like he was so mad he wasn't coming to the show or whatever. Of course, he ended up being there, and it's all an angle. And what the angle is, I don't know, but you know, it's TNA for whatever reason. I guess because I don't know if it's Tommy Dreamer or whoever's booking. I mean, they like heat, they like fans to get mad. But, you know, think about all of the things they've done where, you know, all I hear about is, you know, what are they doing? There was that time where everyone thought Joe Hendry was going to win and then he didn't. They did the same thing with Santana, thought he was going to win and he didn't. Same thing with, I mean, they had Joe Hendry, Santana, I think there was another one as well. And then obviously, you know, Joe Hendry, you know, he did pretty much very little after he ended up winning it when they took the belt off him. And then Santana, they didn't even have any shows. It was like they had Bound for Glory. He won the title. They had 4 weeks of taped shows. And then the first show back, he lost the title. Just, I don't get it, man. Not my show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. A couple of notes from listeners here. Ultimo Dragon Jim here says that Mercedes' new championship is based out of Malaysia. Correct, Malaysia. Thank you. And then also Brandon notes that one of the folks in the NXT Invasion group on TNA is the Virgin. He's back. Brooks Jensen, the famous Virgin of NXT fame, is part of the group doing the run-ins to old Big Schmoz. What's going on there? All right. Well, we actually made it through all the news today. We didn't get into the television reports, but that's what a subscription is for. Vinny and Craig and I did a full recap. It's over an hour last night, talking the SmackDown show and the Collision show. So you should sign up and listen to those. Subscribers get, I think, 18 exclusive shows every week. And you can subscribe through the main site, which is WrestlingObserver.com, which also gives you the newsletters, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. The Hall of Fame issue just came out, so that's very good. And all of the podcasts and the podcast archives and the board. So there's a lot of great stuff up at WrestlingObserver.com. And you can also subscribe, if you only want the podcast, to YouTube, which is F4WOnline.com/YouTube. And you can watch the shows live and on delay as well. And we've also got Apple and Spotify, F4WOnline.com/Apple, which has a free trial, and F4WOnline.com/Spotify. So a lot of ways to listen to all of these shows. I'm going to be back tonight with a solo show following Monday Night Raw. Dave is on vacation, although he did do a show yesterday with Garrett. If you want to listen to that, that's up for subscribers right now. And then I'll be back tomorrow here on this show as well with more news and fun. So check it out. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time at Wrestling Observer Live.